divorce. And when I was a little kid, I remember it didn't bother me, except I recall that they used to make little jokes about my voice being so big for a little kid. So I guess I had a husky voice even as a kid. But the doctor said that there wasn't anything wrong with my vocal cords, but they were just big and thick, and they were bowed, is the expression, the medical expression. It means that they never entirely shut, and that you can't make a soprano type sound very easily. And that they don't ever tighten up, and it's hard to get crisp sounds without a lot of elocution in your lips, because you can't tighten up your vocal cords and chop it off. It says they never tighten up like that.
Yeah.
He says it's just conditioning causes like bow legs, you got bowed vocal cords.
I never heard bowed vocal cords.
Yeah, that's right. But the reason I had to check is a lot of people who have husky voices have nodes on their vocal cords, which can be a problem. But I don't.
But you just have bowed vocal cords. If you were feeling tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
take a nap.
And if you were going to use, would you say lie down and lay down? I think I'll go.
I would have said lay down until I became aware that I couldn't write that in my English class. And with much effort, I learned to say lie. And now I say lie pretty easily, but a lot of people I talk to would think I'm putting on or something.
Yeah. Now, if you were talking about somebody who was really, really sick, you'd say he was so sick he couldn't even sit up. He just, something in bed all day. He just...
He just laid in bed all day.
Now, talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And you'd say, often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
You might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
waked up.
And you'd call this.
See, the thing is, what's wrong with this?
What?
As I know what I would normally say, but I probably wouldn't say that.
But you wouldn't say it anymore.
No, right. I wouldn't say it anymore. Mm-hmm. Because, like I say, I've worked for a newspaper so long that I know dreamt, but I wouldn't feel normal saying it, but I would if I knew. I would avoid the phrase.
Yeah.
I'd avoid the phrase. I would avoid the phrase not to use something I felt uncomfortable in saying, although I knew it was right. And I do that a lot of times around people that I don't want to make them think I'm trying to put on around me. Like some of the people I work with, I don't want to talk down to them, and I don't want to think I'm up here, you know. So it's kind of awkward, really. A lot of times I just avoid things like that.
Yeah, just to get, yeah,
work around
it. If you were doing this on the floor, you'd say you were
stomping.
And if somebody hit again when you were a teenager, if somebody had seen at a dance or something, a boy had a car there, and he wanted to see that a girl got home, he might say, may I
take you home?
Take you home. Did everybody say carry you home, Matt?
I carry you home.
If you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might tie or you might tie a rope on it and
drag it.
You
might tow it, but
how about pull it?
Pull it, but you might get a tow from a tow truck, but we'd pull it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes talking about something heavy, like maybe a heavy suitcase, instead of saying I carry it, have you ever heard anybody say I